Lane, Boulder, Colorado, May 12, 1901. Lane. Dear brother, I will at this time write a few words to you. I am conversing with you in the night seasons and saying to you, my brother, what influence are you exerting? Is it not high time that you earnestly inquire, how is it with my soul? I feel an intense desire that you shall take a decided stand for the Master. You know what Christ has endured for your redemption. He loved you and gave himself for you. Will you show that you appreciate this great gift by giving yourself to the Lord, to serve him with your undivided affections? Christ died for you and has graven your name on the palms of his hands. In giving his life for you, he pledged his word to give you happiness, peace, and joy, his joy. For your sake, he became poor to enrich you with his eternal riches. And will you not now, without delay, give the Lord Jesus your whole heart? Will you use your means in helping to spread the knowledge of his grace? Christ has given his life for you. Will you not, dear brother, appreciate the sacrifice? He desires to make you a member of his royal family. Will you accept the honor? Will you, for your soul's sake, cooperate with Christ in the saving of your own soul, that he may be honored and his name glorified? The precious life-giver asks you, what will it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8, verse 36-37. Even when dying upon the cross, giving his life for the sins of the world, Christ pardoned the dying thief. Let this same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2, verse 5. He was the author of all riches and the heir of all things, but he gave all he possessed that he might save guilty souls who could not save themselves. He now asks your service. Christ died that you might have life in and through his rich grace. Shall he have died for you in vain? The Lord Jesus has given you a portion of his goods. Will you use this to his name's glory? He calls upon you to cooperate with him, to do with your strength, your means, and your influence what he would have you do. You are his by creation, his by redemption. You have been bought with a price. Will you now, in the 11th hour, commence to serve your Savior? Satan will come to you with many temptations. Will he overcome you? Or will you overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony? That you might overcome, he laid off his glorious crown, laid aside his kingly robe, and stepped down from his throne of highest command and exaltation. He clothed his divinity with humanity that he might stand at the head of the fallen race, and with his long human arm encircle humanity, while with his divine arm he grasps the throne of a merciful, sin-pardoning God. He became poor that we might become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ in an eternal inheritance. He suffered and died for your salvation. He can impart to you the fragrance of his character, that he might work in your behalf for souls ready to perish. God gives me this message for you. Christ pleased not himself. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and he poured out his soul unto death that you might be saved. He took upon his divine soul the guilt of our sin. Shall all this be in vain in your behalf? As he hung on the cross, the taunting words were thrown at him. He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. Matthew 27, verse 42. But he would not save himself. He died, that in dying, all who would believe in him might come into possession of that life which measures with the life of God. Yes, he is the life of the world. In sympathy and compassion, he became sin for all the world, making it possible for as many as believe in him to become sons of God. What compassion is this? Who can estimate it? Who can measure such love? It is now 2 o'clock in the morning. Willie comes in and says the carriage is waiting. I will finish my appeal at another time. At 2, we shall leave this place. Come just as you are, and Christ will receive you.